Now, before we introduce the next report, let's get something straight about terminology. In the popular press, the terms child molester and paedophile are often used interchangeably. That can be misleading. A child molester is someone who has sexually interfered with a minor. They make the news when their crimes come to light. A paedophile, on the other hand, is someone who may or may not be a child molester. He, or less often she, is someone who is sexually attracted to children but may never have acted on that impulse. Paedophiles can't change their sexual preference for children, but with help, they can avoid becoming molesters. Diana Ach spoke to a young man who is a paedophile but says he has never molested a child. His voice has been slightly altered to protect his anonymity, and he'll be referred to under his chosen pseudonym throughout. Here's Diana's report from Berlin.
Berlin is a city where it's easy to blend into the crowd. Max Weber, that's not his real name, is about 30, short, a bit stout and boyish looking. He is a qualified engineer, but psychological problems related to his paedophilia have made it difficult for him to hold down a job. The problem for paedophiles is that they can never have consensual sexual relations with the partners they naturally feel attracted to, children.
I think I realized this attraction to kids when I was around 14 or 15 years of age, but I didn't realize that it's something not normal. That it's, I thought everyone feels this way, but nobody talks about it.
Max's sexual awakening occurred during a beach holiday at the Baltic Sea.
I played with some girls who were naked at the beach. There were three girls, well, 6, 7, and 8. I was 18, 19. I was building sand castles, and they were interested in those castles, and I showed them how to build, and we just played there. I started to have some sexual fantasies, and I slowly realized that this is what is called pedophilia, and that's the moment where the fear started.
The stereotypic image of a paedophile as a dangerous sexual predator frightened Max.
So I had the same stereotypes in my head, that being attracted to children is the same like hurting children. And that if I am attracted to children, I must be some kind of monster who at one time will molest children. I only knew newspapers say there's a pedophile who killed a child. And I thought about what chance do I have to live my life without hurting anyone. I didn't want to hurt children.
Max is a pedophile who has never committed a sex offense. Since most paedophiles are only ever identified once they have committed an offence, it is impossible to know how many other people there might be who share Max's sexual preference.
To think that paedophiles are these old creepy men, that is the most ridiculous thing. They are neighbours, they are teachers, they are fathers, they are friends. You could go to a punk rock concert and meet pedophiles with red and pink hair.
That was Lisa Meyer, a psychology student who volunteers in a counselling centre for victims of sexual abuse. Lisa is also one of Max's few friends who knows about his paedophilia. I asked her how we as a society can protect children from paedophiles who are molesters.
We can protect our children by giving pedophiles the chance to seek help, to give them the chance to go and see a therapist, to talk about it and to learn how to cope with that sexual preference. It's really important that we don't stigmatize people for their sexuality. We have to see the difference between someone who is a pedophile and someone who is a child molester. And if we see that difference, we make a big step.
This is precisely what an initiative that started several years ago in Eastern Germany tries to do. The project, called Prevention Dunkelfeld, recognizes that paedophilia is a sexual orientation that affects an estimated 1% of the adult male population in Germany and elsewhere. However, that doesn't mean that paedophiles are doomed to become sex offenders.
Lieben Sie Kinder mehr als Ihnen lieb ist. Es gibt Hilfe. www.keintäterwerden.de.
In television ads such as this one, Prevention Dunkelfeld reaches out to paedophiles and gives them the therapeutic tools, including pharmaceutical options to stop them from sexually abusing children in the first place. For Max, Prevention Dunkelfeld was a godsend. He also took medication that lowers the effect of the male hormone testosterone. Here he describes the benefits of the drug.
You are in a swimming pool and you have a ball filled with air, big ball. You have to put it underwater and nobody should see this ball. Yes, the sexuality was something that is constantly in my mind and kept it coming to the surface and was a problem. I have to keep it down with all my power. And when there was this drug, just let the air out of this ball.
Max isn't taking the medication anymore, though. One of the long-term negative side effects was depression. But years of psychotherapy has enabled him to come to terms with his sexuality and find fulfillment in friendships with adults, something that had been previously difficult for him.
I know that sexuality is a very powerful force, but I think many people think of it as much more powerful if it comes to somebody with pedophilia. I have the feeling that many people think of it when it comes to pedophilia like a time bomb. There are many, many things I can do. I can have contact to children without doing anything sexual to them. I don't really feel such a big need to have sexual contact to them. It's still hard, but it's not, wow, if I don't take this drug, I will definitely molest children or so.
Max has little contact with children in his daily life anyway. I asked him what it's like if he sees a group of school children in public places.
Sometimes I see children I don't know on the street or in the train. But it's such a feeling of emptiness and being lonely. Many pedophiles have the idea of really having some loving relationship or sex and everything with some child. That's an idea I never had. I dreamed of sexualized games with girls, like playing doctor. I didn't want to grow up as a child, and I think many children share this wish. My aim is to conserve what is good in the way a child sees the world and to be an adult and be responsible at the same time.
I asked Max's friend Lisa Meyer to describe him in a nutshell.
He's a young man. He's very intelligent. Very interested in things in general, and also he does have a little boy inside of him. And I think it's like that with many pedophiles. They have there is this child still living inside of them.
Max says the worst part of being a pedophile is not the impossibility of sexual gratification. It's the feeling of living a lie, of having to keep such a large part of your identity secret.
This is the bigger burden than these feelings. Sometimes it's a feeling of not being honest. Sometimes I have the feeling that if I have contact to any child, it is unfair because I don't tell parents, pedophile, just, you know, but I won't do anything. But many people don't accept me as a human being anymore if I would tell them. It's much worse dealing with the secret and loneliness with this than dealing with the feelings of pedophilia itself.
Even Lisa has her qualms about her friend Max. She is single and childless, but I asked her a hypothetical question.
If he were to move next door to you and you had a 7-year-old daughter, how would you feel about that?
As much as I trust him as a person, as a good person, and he is a good human being, I would want to be there if he spends time with my children because, you know, there's just still this danger going on, and I don't always know his mental state and his inner strength. So, yeah, only with my presence, probably.
And that is the dilemma for pedophiles, even if they are not sex offenders. They need to keep this big secret, because who they are is discomforting to others. And even friends who do know about their secret cannot completely trust them.